So we're going to start off by doing some breath work here and connecting to our hearts. So what you're going to find is that if you're off center or if you're out of center, everything becomes difficult. You know, you're in pain, things are difficult. It's just you go to even do the dishes and it's like, oh, I cannot do this. And then you leave them till the next morning. So this is what the difference is in terms of when you're in center. It's like there's no resistance. Everything is easy. You know, you're awake, you're alive, you're alert, and you have this really wonderful inner calm. So maybe for the next number of weeks, we should look at moving into that space. I have a quote here, and I don't know if any of you are Joseph Campbell fans, but one of his quotes is, let me just pick it out here, there's a center of quietness within that has to be known and held. If you lose that center, your intention and begin to fall apart. And again, that's not my quote. So let's just think about it a second again. There's a center of quietness within, which has to be known and held. If you lose that center, your intention and begin to fall apart. So again, it's that the important part too is it has to be known and it also has to be held. In other words, we can't just have it for 2 minutes. We've got to hold it in our space. So let's start and pull in an exercise that will give us a little bit of a hand in terms sort of moving to our center. So I want you to take a deep breath. Okay, and you can hold your hand right on your navel area or maybe just a little bit lower. So we're looking at maybe C4, C6, CV4, CV6. And hold your hand there. So as I say, you can just even stretch it from your navel down to there. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay, now place your awareness on your heart area there as you're breathing. So you're holding your lower dantian and your navel. Breathing in, breathing out. And as those breaths go in and out, take a smile and turn it inwardly to your heart. So breathing in, breathing out, and we're just smiling at our hearts. We know how much work this heart has done for us. On the inhale, you can say, to your heart, I see you. And then on the exhale, just smile and express gratitude to your heart. Thank you. Now, if you do this about 5 times, that should center you and bring you into that lovely quiet space. So again, just repeat, hand on the lower dantian and your navel, and take very lovely deep breaths, comfortable breaths. Focus on your heart and say, I see you. I know that you're there. And smile at your heart from the end, heading in that direction from the inside. And be in gratitude for all of the blood that it's pushed through your body. Be in gratitude that it's working quietly for you, keeping your body together, keeping your body functioning. And also that it's the emotional part, bringing love into your life. Okay, so there's a lovely grounding exercise, an exercise to bring you to that still point. Okay, on to the Tongren now. Okay, so we're starting off with tree branch here, and we're looking at spinal fluid in the brain, so let's just start off with the brain. So good news on this front, I have a little baby grandson. He sure took a long time in getting here. His mother went in the hospital and her blood pressure was really low, so they decided to induce. So for 2 days they were inducing, and this little guy just did not want to come out. So the funny part was the nurse was actually he was too high up, and the nurse was manually trying to get him down a little bit lower, so she was kind of pushing on him. He kept kicking her. No way this kid wanted to come out anyway. So they took him out by C-section after he'd been 2 days sort of not being too cooperative, so they limited his choices. So anyway, he's just fine. He's perfectly healthy, not too heavy. He's about 5 pounds, so. But he's apparently everything's fine, so. It's hard having a baby now is with the COVID. If anybody goes in with you, like your spouse or you, you both have to stay in the room. So anyway, it was a long weekend, let's put it that way. At the end, there he was. Okay, so working on the brain here, so we're on tree branch. So I just want to mention something that's available to you. These webcasts that are being done, grateful to Clay Collins, he has put them into podcast. So what does that mean? That means you can listen on different, you can listen different ways. You can listen through YouTube. It's sound only, I imagine. And so still just bringing that. I'm going to just see if I can loosen. So I've been loosening your neck. And then also it's going to bring get some of that pressure off you. So you can access, there's all sorts of ways you can access. Apple, Google. So anyway, the website to go to. That way you can hear it on your phone. And you can just have it. You can have these recordings playing when you're doing the cooking, when you're having a little snooze if you want, and that way you can get the benefit of Tongren, you know, through other venues. So the website to go to you have to put this, you can't just type, hang on, it's HTTPS and then the two dots and the two slashes, and the rest is tongrenpodcast.com. So but I tried tongrenpodcast.com without the HTTPS double dot slash slash, and it didn't work. So, but he's put up the latest ones and is, of course, using them himself. So we're really grateful for him for doing that. Now you can play it on your phone, in the car. Okay, so there you go. Okay, so we're just going to see if we can just pull. I'm just going to pull some energy down as well. I'm just just looking straight at your energy field. Okay, there you go. Okay, so we're on to Linda. Hey, Linda. Okay, so we're looking at depression, yes, edema. So it's hard to, and I see where a lot of us are struggling right now, so not only do we not feel well, we're kind of self-isolating too. But okay, so let's start off with the edema. Sorry, I wasn't. Okay. That's funny. I thought, did I see if that was open or not? That's tapping away there. Okay. I was tapping away on T3 and T5 left, and I thought, and when I got a little bit lower, I thought, oh, were those points open or not? They were open. I guess I would have noticed if they weren't, but. Kind of like, oh, did that happen? Anyway, they're open. Okay, so we're on to the dish, working on edema still. And going down. Okay, depression. I'm going to do those new points of Tom. Sorry, I'm starting to get itchy all over. Do those new points of Tom's as well. Okay, here we go. So we'll do the emotional points to start off with. And so that finding center that we're going to kind of work on for the next number of weeks it's really important. It's when you get to that still point. They call it still point. They call it lots of names. It's that point of center for each one of us. It's that sort of point where you know who you are. And okay, so now we're on to the angel points here. Kidneys now. This poor little doll's got a few tears in it. I'll have to get out the Gorilla Glue. I just tap sideways with the hammer. That'll stop the problem for the minute. So there you go. There you go, Linda. So hopefully that helped. Just going to give your throat chakra a little whapperoo because it's a little bit clogged. Only energetically, of course. All right, there you go. Okay, on to Allison and Coco. Keep her from walking. It looks like a blockage. So I was going to say, is she tired? Nope, that's not the answer. What else is it? Food. It's not food. Yeah, she probably, yeah, she's just. Okay. Rhonda Coco right now, so let's just move the energy down the spine. I think when dogs get older too, they get kind of food focused. I've noticed that every time ours get, you know, they get older, they sort of, it's almost like they'll, anytime there's food going around, they're right there. I think people are like that too, when they get older. I'm not talking about that for sure, but. A friend with Alzheimer's, and she just kept putting weight on because she couldn't remember whether she'd eaten or not. So, well, she hasn't, and she couldn't remember. Well, maybe she hadn't. So, there you go. So, I think sometimes it's the brain changes a bit. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we're on to Allison. Let's just loosen that neck to the head thing. So start off at the crown and come down. Yeah, sometimes I'm not using the Tong Ren points. Mostly I am. But sometimes I'm just following the body flows. And I'm sure the other practitioners are doing that too. Just following the energy, following the path. Right side. I'm sorry. My left, your right. Left side there. It looks like it's all blocked. Okay, so there you go, Allison. Okay, so we're on to you, Elaine. Hi, Elaine. Hi there. I love the way we hop around the country here. I love the way we do that. Okay, so we're looking at bowel function. We'll do the hormones as well. Just pulling up. Okay, so we're looking at the bowel here. Okay, starting off mid-spine. Bring the energy down into the bowels. So another exercise you can do for on the bowels here, still coming in the front. Another exercise you can do is you can be the observer. And again, no judgment, because we're human. We're living a human existence. So what you do is you kind of just feel your crown chakra and then go up a bit. It might be a little tricky for some of you. Just go up a bit and then just go up a bit and then find kind of a place to sit, because you can actually feel your chakras as you're going up. If you go up slowly from the crown, you can sort of feel the next one. It's almost like a little bit of resistance, so that you can feel where that chakra is and you can go up. And so when you get up to about there, you might want to go up to the one above or the first one. Either one's fine. So that's the And you can actually feel, when you start pushing up, you can kind of feel almost a string going from your crown chakra up to the next one. It's like, ooh, ooh. Anyway, just if you can't feel it, just play around with it. And then so either that one, either 9 or 10, you can go up as far as you want. And just pretend you're just kind of sitting there. Like, take a chair with you. Take a rocking chair. Take any kind of chair, something you can relax in. And just move your attention up there. And then look down at what you're doing. Look at what's going on. So it's like you're sitting on the sidelines there. So it'll take a bit of practice if you haven't done that before. But it's like you're almost energetically moving out of your body. And you're looking back at yourself. And what more interesting, right, than yourself? So that's another way of doing it, is coming to center. And sorry, it's just a little tickle still there. So what's more interesting than that? The chakras are connected to each other. That's why you feel that little pull when you go up. So anyway, funny. Okay, so we're working on the bladder here. It's all right, I can drive and chew. I can do two things at once, drive and chew gum. All right, here we go. Okay, we're on to the hormones now, so we're looking at all of the hormones. And Andrea, we got you on this one too. Even if you're not asking for something, you're getting the benefit of all of it. So, okay, onto the hormones still. So I guess what I was feeling on Friday there was, he felt fine. Like he, when you sort of, you can actually tap into people too, and especially your own kids. I used to find that, you know, being a single mom, I really had to pay attention. So I would kind of think of each one by name, and then I would just sit quietly, and I could kind of, after a while, I could kind of feel what they were doing, you know, and whether or not I needed to send them energy. Or anyway, with this little baby, I was kind of getting, he was pretty mellow, but he didn't want to come out, so I wasn't feeling like there was any great angst. I just felt like I had to be present for him. So anyway, there we go. Still on the hormones. Bowel function, hormones, green circulation. Okay. Rotator cuff on the right. I think we've moved on to your mom. Mother in her later years, talking about arms. She was pretty funny. Anyway, she's a little bit prim and proper, let's put it that way. Anyway, she fell and kind of broke something in her shoulder. So anyway, they put her in the hospital, and of course they did an operation, fixed it up. And then afterwards she said, "And who gave permission for that?" she said. "Who gave permission?" Gosh. We're just sitting going, "What?" I think you needed it done, Mom. Goodness. Okay, so rotator cuff. And onto the macular degeneration. Oh, that's good. Oh, it's a good change in one eye, but not the other. Now, why is that? Well, at least we got 50% improvement, eh? So we'll just kind of stay on it. Okay, we're on the macular degeneration. Maybe it's because we tapped one side of the doll, I don't know. And let's focus on the other side as well, a little bit more. Okay, let's bring energy into that area behind the eye. Themselves, a little bit more emphasis on the other one, and then again bringing energy up the spine. Okay, on to your dad, lung health. Okay, so we're on the lungs here. Tapping the lungs themselves. Coming up. Okay, balancing all three of you out. So we're on to Tonya. So we're depression, irritability, anger, low tolerance. So part of what we did in terms of the exercise will help. So I keep saying this, but I know we're in this COVID thing, and it sure can trigger depression, anger. You know, it's just triggering so much in people, and you know, you just sort of feel like you're losing it. So this is where you need to smarten up. You need to do some proactive things. So in other words, just sitting back and watching Netflix, it ain't gonna cut it. Not gonna cut it. So you need to sort of sit down and kind of have a little chat with yourself. Okay, self, and have a little chat. You know, what do you want now? You know, what do you want to do? What are things you can sort of occupy yourself with to get through this time? What do you feel you can contribute to the local community? Or maybe you don't want to. Maybe you just want to just do puzzles or read books, or you want to write that great Canadian or American or French novel you've been thinking about. You know, just... So you need to move into action. And that means the thinking part's gotta do the thinking part and then the doing part. So there we go. And again, I'm gonna do the angel points here. So, and I'm not negating how people feel. Like, trust me, I know the hurt and the pain and the frustration and the anger. And the helplessness. Shall I keep going? I get it, you know, but you gotta, some of these you gotta kind of fake it till you make it. They say if you perform a task for 28, 24, 21, 30 days, it becomes a habit. So you're gonna have to kind of pull your socks up and start the doing, and that'll kind of get things moving for you. It doesn't have to be a lot. Like, don't. That's part of it, is some of us have to, you know, It's not go big or go home, like the pizza. It's not go big or go home. It's just do little things. What little thing can you do to make yourself feel better? And it could just be make a cup of tea. It could be just buy your favorite ice cream. It could be, you know, could be anything. It could be clean your sock drawer. You know, whatever. Just think, what can I do that'll just make me feel a little bit better? It could be clean the toilet. Who knows? We all do different things. Could be just phoning somebody you care about. So just pick something small and get the going doing. Okay, so Tanya, hopefully that helped. Just know you're not alone. Okay, so we're on to JD, so it's the osteoarthritis and the right hip flexor. Oh, that's good. Better low back pain. Perfect. Okay, you're blocked up in the upper shoulders here, so let's just get the point open, and then we'll pull the energy from the spine. A little bit on the stubborn side today. Just a little bit. And there we go. Like that. Okay, just pulling her out from the spine. And why are you cramped there? Okay, I'll just uncramp you. Okay, on to osteoarthritis. Okay, I'm getting, I need to tap your kidneys. Right hip flexor. So actually, I could read that differently. Better low back pain. So you're looking for better low back pain. So we don't want better low back pain. We want no low back pain, not better. It's funny how you can read stuff different ways, eh? Text messages and emails are the worst. Are you reading? What are they talking about? I think with emails, people just dump their brains sometimes. They don't filter what they're writing. And then with the text messages, we have that autocorrect in there. Oh my goodness, what a nuisance. You type something in and then all of a sudden, what? I didn't mean to say that. Texting is pretty funny. Okay, there we go. All right. Okay, so Andrea, we've got the seizures. Okay, so you're good there. Okay, so we're on to Andrea and Marilyn now. Seizures. Okay, so we've got the urinary. So let's just, that's still going on. Okay, so I'm going to do autoimmune. And something brought to mind about urinary, and this doesn't apply to you, Andrea, but as we get older, you know, when you're younger, you get a urinary tract infection and you pee and it's like, oh, I can't do it. Oh. You know, you don't even want to sit down, you know, you don't even want to let the water come out, you know, but as you get older, that doesn't happen anymore. So often, in the elderly, and I don't know what the definition of elderly is, whether it's in your 90s or a little bit lower, I have no idea. Anyway, but there is a chance you could have a bladder infection and not be aware of it, because you don't get that great shooting pain as you move along in life. So anyway, this just came home to me as via another client the other day. I and she had a bladder infection, and it was very serious, and she didn't even know she had it. So just be aware. Okay. Okay, so we're just on the seizures now. Okay, balance a right, left, right. Okay, optimizing blood to the brain, so. And there's a couple of blockage points deep, so we'll just get those as well. Just gonna stay on them till they open. And there's one. I'm just seeing sort of like areas that I don't know what points they are. I don't think they're actually a point. I'm just seeing places where the energy's not moving. And there we go. Okay, so did the urinary, did the, okay, so on to Marilyn for the digestion. Okay, so we're going to follow the whole digestive system. What I'm looking for here. I'm looking for anything, I guess. Okay, here we go. Okay, just following the digestive down. And we've done the, actually, let's move into the anxiety. So we've done this already, but we'll just do a quickie here. And we'll also do the angel points. I don't know why they call them that, but it's a good plan. Onto the digestion now. Just follow the whole system. Okay, so it's just the stomach looks. I'm just reading the energy, but just stomach. We're just gonna look at the pH factor and just all see if we can help adjust it. I'm getting I can't. I don't know why. You're just a little low on the a little bit. Needs to be more acidic. So okay, let's tap the stomach and maybe it'll do it itself. I don't like that when I told I can't do something. I just do a little dowsing and I say, can I change this? And then no, can't do it. Not allowed. Okay, but the body will do it itself. This is is where thoughts become things. If you think something, then it happens. Okay, oh, there we go. That feels better. Okay, stomach, anxiety, okay, and onto the ribs now. Energy into the ribs, all of them from the back. And then we'll just also bring it in from the CV meridian. What am I thinking? Seeing that energy flush. Okay, and we'll also give you a little band-aid, one of those nice big wraparound band-aids on that area. Nice healing band-aid. Goes all the way around. Okay, there you go. Okay, so we're on to Goodwinnie here. Sciatica, osteopenia, left side. Okay, here we go. And you're very welcome. Okay, you're blocked up at T1 here. Actually, is that 7? No, T1. And we'll just wham it open. Sciatica. We're just gonna whap right into that bum cheek. Got little Emma's behind us sleeping. Got little dream woofs. Woof. Little tiny woof. She tells she's dreaming. I wonder what she's dreaming about. Lately she likes to chase squirrels. Okay, there we go. All right, down we go. Okay, back pain cataracts. Okay, so how's he doing? Is this Tongren helping? Let's, okay, so we're going to do brain fog. I did a thing. Hang on a second. I haven't quite finished this, but I was looking at brain fog and the acupuncture points for it, so kind of started it. Okay, so all right, so I haven't quite finished this, but I was going to come up with a protocol for brain fog. Okay, so not public yet, but I'm tapping anyway. Okay, so with brain fog, you know, often brain fog is a little bit similar to chronic fatigue or concussion, post-concussion, sort of after concussion. Also could be inflammation, lack of oxygen. For brain fog. Okay, I think somebody asked for this just next. Okay, so we're working on Casey, but Tahoe just below asked for procrastination. So let's just deal with it. We'll put you in this as well. And so one thing, the spleen, there could be an imbalance there. No, well, I'll do it anyway. Well, one of you has an imbalanced spleen. So with the spleen, it's kind of, if there's an imbalance, we sort of have obsessive thinking, and then we just don't get to, we don't get into the action part of it. So it's because the spleen is so full of emotions. Balancing the spleen here. Okay, so we're bringing out short-term memory info. Balancing right and left hemisphere. Okay, down. Is there anything else to that? Okay, so we're still on brain fog, so we're on K1. Just kind of showing you how I'm thinking. I don't know if I'll be thinking this way tomorrow, but I'm a work in process. So on the kidney, and this will flush the kidney energy through the body, and it'll help improve our memory. Okay, so I'm going to run a few more kidney points. Couple of points on the heart meridian. 4 brain fog. I know these aren't Tonglen points, but it's not going to hurt. Just whap away anyway. Oh, that's interesting. That one is blocked. Okay, there you go. On the pericardium here. So I'll get a run for brain fog. Okay, and so remember too, for brain fog, that point between your nose here and in the middle, like you can just whap away at it, and that'll help kind of clear your head a bit. You can just give it a real good going over there, and that'll help sort of bring things in a bit. Okay. And just on the crown. party around the crown. That was 4 points. And there we go for brain fog. Okay. Now what we left off here. Okay, back pain, cataracts. Okay, on to the cataracts. And the back pain, so let's just come down the spine. Just open everything up as we go. Okay, coming out on the right side of the upper back. Looks a little tight there. Energy down to the hands just to flow it out or flow it down. Still coming down the spine for back pain. It's funny, it shifts from the right to the left. Okay, and last but not least, we're on diabetes now. This is number 2. There we go. Okay, so we're on to Tahoe. So we did the procrastination and the stress and cortisol inflammation. Stress, cortisol. Okay, gotcha. We're also going to roll the energy up from your feet. Your feet look like they're kind of planted to the floor energetically. Because you're not moving. Look like you've got kind of like concrete feet. So that could be the procrastination. So all we need to do here is let's just bang that concrete off. Just get some energy moving from your feet. And we did the brain fog and moving on. Okay, oops. One more piece and then it's done. Okay, so we're going to move the energy up from your feet. Now, some days everything just seems hard, but if it goes on too long, you got to get a plan. And sometimes just some of us were just so anal, and it's not a criticism. Some of us are so anal, everything's gotta be perfect. Well, 80%, that's how I roll it. If it gets to 80%, I move on, because otherwise what's the point? You know, if you wait for something to be perfect, what is perfect? Perfect is boring. Years ago, I had one of my businesses. I sold things for the wild birds, and of course, it was an answering machine. And we sold across Canada. I mean, we, but anyway, went across Canada with our sales, and we'd install bird feeders locally. It was a lot of fun. I had some very famous people walk in. Anyway, one day I was in Sutton. I guess it was Saturday, and the shop wasn't open on Sunday. Okay, so there we go. On to you now, John. Balanced out Tahoe. Okay, so starting off with prostate, bladder, muscle, and shoulder to wrist. Okay, gotcha. Gotcha on the right arm there. Feels like you slept on it, mister. Did you sleep on it? Yeah, it feels like you slept on it. Okay, so let's start with the kidneys for fun. So, what's my story? I'm leaving the store, right? We sold bird seed and bird feeders and, you know, different items and delivered and shipped and had a catalog. So it was a lot of fun. Anyway, So I was in a big rush. So I, you know, on the machine, you left a message, right? And when people called, they'd hear your message. So I put the message on and I made a mistake. Like I stuttered or I did something or I repeated something twice or anyway, I made a mistake on the machine. And I thought, oh, I don't have time to fix it. So I just left it. Anyway, it was funny. We had three times or four times as many people actually left messages when I left that one where I made a mistake than if I'd said it properly. I thought, well, that's interesting. And they all laughed. You know, they started laughing when they started to leave their message. So I don't know. Perfect's not the greatest thing. It's more action when it's not so perfect. Okay, so we're on the kidneys here, and then we're now going to shift over to the prostate. So if Samuel's on, you're getting this too. I'm lumping you a bit here, but you're all getting it. Okay, lots of heat here, John, so that means you need it. Oops. And I'll get you from the front. Okay, onto the bladder now. And don't forget, we're not, you're not like segregated, you're not sectioned, if you know what I mean. So we're working on the bladder, but you know, the energy's moving where it wants to go. So we're focusing on the bladder, but other parts around are getting the benefit. Okay, bladder, 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 bladder. That's one, two, and I'll get you from the front. Get you from the front there. Okay, bladder and the muscle, shoulder to wrist on the right arm. Funny how sometimes you wake up and it's like you slept on it and your neck, you're thinking, oh gosh, what'd I do? It has slept wrong. Okay, there we go. Balancing out. Now we're on to Alexander, emotions, osteoarthritis. Okay, here we go. Just a quick one on the emotions. Just we're picking up just because we've done this before, but also the points open up a lot quicker as we go along because the person has already technically had the treatment. Osteoarthritis. Again, that T1 is sticky, but it's open. Coming down. Okay, putting energy in the Dante in there. Knees. Balancing out, so on to Anna, hopping over to Russia here. Okay, and we're going to do Sandy's cataracts at the same time. Just bringing energy into the eyes, into that whole connection of muscles. The eyes are pretty interesting how they work. Out. Okay, so on to Gwen now. Hi, Gwen. How you doing? Okay, how we doing? Just going down, see what everybody's asking for. John's on to Gwen now. Just gonna pull up, talking to myself here. Okay, so do Gwen, and we'll hop over to Facebook if there's anybody there. Hello, anybody on Facebook? Let's have a look. Yes, there is. If Emma, we'll get Emma to say goodbye at the end if I can remember to pick her up. She's like out. I don't know why she's so tired. She doesn't really do anything. Okay, here we are. Bursitis, right hip. Okay, so Gwen, just breathe. You feel a little tight in the breath there. Just breathe in and out and in and out. That's all you have to do. In and out and in and out. Just relax. This is where you just need to be a human being. Just need to relax. Get out of your head. And just feel your heart. Okay, onto the bladder here. Sciatica, the right side. Your neck seems a little bent, just sort of kind of like leaning forward a bit. So let's just push her back. And otherwise, everything looks good. The sciatica. Again. Okay, just a second here. Okay, so we're going to do for the sciatica here. Okay, so I'm gonna look at the psoas. Sorry, I'm thinking as I'm doing this. I'm going to do the psoas muscle as well. See if that helps. So I'm just kind of bringing energy in there and just opening up any tight spots. We also want to lengthen it a bit, so we don't want it to be just lengthening and releasing that psoas muscle and then coming down into the sciatica area. Okay, did we get it? Okay, the energy's not, it feels tender, so just take it easy. I think we've got it going. Just one spot. These are just bringing energy down here. And I'll just get, okay, next one, just take it right down your leg. Go. Sorry, I started it. Oh, it's a block. So I think we've almost got them all out. goodness. Okay, so just sending energy down that psoas muscle and down to where it connects with the legs. And then we're just going to let it go right down the leg. We're just moving energy, that's all. Okay, and on the right side. Okay, that looks good. All right. There you go. All right, so we're going to hop over to Facebook. And sorry I left you guys on Friday, but okay, and thank you. Yeah. I don't know how I feel. It just feels, I've seen him on video. I've seen him, why is this not going? I've seen him on the video chat. But I haven't been close to him yet, so let's give him a few days for his mom to kind of feel better. And okay, so we're starting off with Kathleen Young. Oh, good, 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 good. Stable lungs, we like that. Okay, so we're on the lungs here. So why don't we do the COVID run here? And so this is for lungs, for the heart. For the heart. Let me just pull it up. I don't know why I bother. I look at it and go, oh, why did I pull it up? I didn't really need to. Anyway, so here we go. We're going to do the COVID run. So this gets our heart, our lungs, our vascular system. Okay, so starting off with immune system. I'm bumping her up. I've done this a few times, but you never can do too much Tongren. Okay, lungs and airway points now. Okay, anti-inflammation. Anti-inflammation, working the exosomes. Eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Getting all that gunk that's in there out. Tapping it as well. Stimulating salivation in the mouth. Just to wash all that stuff into your tummy as opposed to breathing. Bladder, the medulla. Controlling the hearts and the lungs and the vessels. And again, this is good if you have COVID, if you've got viruses, bacteria, mold, and it's good for anything. But if you've had COVID, if you have it, if you're trying to not get it, bone marrow, pumping up the cells, white, red, T cells, any other kind of cells, spleen for that. On to a bone marrow and immune. Lungs. Let's tap the lungs. We're going to go from up to top, bottom to top, bottom to top, bottom to top. Diaphragm, so let's just open up the phrenic nerve, innervate it, as well as the vagus at the innervation point. And tapping the diaphragm itself. Excuse me, diaphragm itself. Okay, opening up the sky window for oxygen. Blood to the brain. Okay, we've already did the vagus nerve. Okay, now we're on to the emotional points, calming anxiety and fear. For stress. Spiritual strength. And we'll do the angel points again. Upper Dantian. For spiritual strength again. Lower Dantian to fill in more energy. Just beefing up your tank here. Gluck, gluck, gluck. Lots of energy. Remember, there's other ways to get energy. You know, normally we get it from sleep, from food, from, you know, talking to people, you know, social interactions. But you can also just sit in still point, feel the energy around you and bring it in. Bring it in from the sun, the moon, the stars, the tree in the backyard. And balancing out. Oh, we didn't do the rebuild point. Do that one. Okay, and there we go. Okay, so that's for lungs. Oh, that's good, Kathleen. Thanks for letting us know. Okay, brain fog we've done. So I'm just going to do a quick one on you, Joyce. We've already done a bit on the brain fog. So I'm just going to look at you and just tap anything I see as a blockage. Just coming up the brain stem. There's a little bit of tightness at the right at the top of the brain stem. So let's loosen that up. You have to remember your body's like a moving, living organism. It's always changing, so that's why. You know, some days we feel one way and other days we feel another way. Our body sort of has its own rhythm and cycles. And there we go. Digestive issues. I'm just going to roll down your digestive system. It looks like you're carrying tension in your stomach, so let's just get that loosened out. We often hear about kids that don't want to go to school because they're getting bullied or they have a test and their little tummies hurt, you know, so that's an area that we learn early on to carry stress there. Okay, on the stomach and coming down the rest. Okay. we go. Okay, balancing down. Okay, there you go, Joyce. And okay, so we've got Marie here, so we're gonna look at the muscles in the shoulders. Okay, your neck's tight. So you can do some yoga exercises for releasing the tightness in your neck. Well, I should tell this the baby story. I had tightness in the neck, so it's kind of related, I guess. So my son told me he'd changed the first diaper. And I said, and of course, when he was... my last one, you know, she came quite a bit later than the other one, so he never changed any of her diapers. So I said, well, where'd you learn to do it? He goes, YouTube. So for exercises for yoga necks, you can check online, I'm sure, and see what stretches they suggest. So if he can learn to change a diaper on YouTube. Gosh, there's yoga exercises there for sure for the neck. Okay. All right, so there we go. Neck, okay, just balancing you out. So, and we're looking at Karen. So Karen's got the asthma. I just want to make sure I get the right one here. Okay, we got asthma now. Okay, so we're on to Karen with asthma. CV up in the neck here. Coming down to the lung point. And coming in from the front. Okay, balancing out here. Right, so we're on to Tina now, or Trina, sorry. So we're looking for the eyes here. Informing you have me that you have beautiful eyes. This would be your spirit guides. I don't know why they need to tell me that, but that's information that needs to be passed along. Now they're telling me just because she does. Okay, onto your eyes here. Okay, on balancing out now, and then we're on to Teresa. I think you're last but not least here. Increased confidence, visualization, and wonderful job. Okay, that's how do we do the Tonglen points for that? So again, we're looking at visualization. Where are you? Let's stay on the Tonglen, but let's just set the intention for Teresa. So first of all, we set the intention that she knows what she wants, that she has all of the information clarified. Set the intention that she she's vibrating with a job she truly wants to get. So we're bringing the job itself and Teresa into alignment with each other. And we're going to look at seeing if we can set the frequency like a magnet, that the South Pole is looking for the North Pole, kind of the same. So the job is looking for you, that you're looking for the job. So both of you are searching for each other. And we put in the magnetic connection. And there we go. Okay, so hopefully that works, Teresa. So just relax. Just put it in your head what you want and just connect it to your passion in your heart. You'll be fine. Okay, so where are we now? I'm going to get the other list here. Got so many screens open. Okay, so we're on to Coco now. So we're hopping into Alberta. So how is how are you feeling, Coco? How's it going? Okay, so starting off with the brain tumor behind the right ear. And we'll do headaches at the same time. Blend everything together. And we're looking at that tumor and we see it shrinking. In our mind, we see it shrinking to nothing, just melting away. Just have a little yap with the left side and then back on the one where the tumor is. There we go. Chemo side effects. Okay, and let's tap the whole lymph system. We haven't done that today. So we're tapping the whole lymph system, just bringing all the energy, just moving stuff in and out. Looking for any inflamed spots that need a little bit of extra tapping. Any garbage that hasn't cleared out. Excuse me, energy's really moving here. I try to practice doing Tonglen without yawning. I have not been successful yet. Okay, just bring the system up the CV meridian, up the side of the arms. Arms as well. So just tapping the lymph system. Okay, coming in over the head here and into the head. Rolling out back out again. And there you go. Okay, and just get the shoulders as well and the neck and back pain. Oh, Coco. Okay, so hopefully that helps. Okay, so nephew Ryan. Okay. Okay, so we're on to Ryan here. Tapping for growth hormones. Okay, and there we go for Ryan. Okay, so we're on to Mary Jane now, so just a quick tap here. We've done this already, so. Sorry, I'm a little scratching here. Okay, so we're looking at autoimmune in the lungs. I don't think I'm ignoring you. I just, because we've done that, some of these points are, when I touch them, they're just like those little touch me not flowers, those little orange ones that you touch them and they just pop open. So tight neck as well, and the lungs. Okay, and we're going to set the intention for your plasma infusion that everybody's there, everybody's awake, everybody's, all of your staff are supportive, so all those staff are supportive to you. Setting the intention the treatment goes well, that you're calm and relaxed. I'm going to just tap your little pineal gland for that. We're going to ask that your body doesn't resist this, that it accepts the plasma as a positive step towards balancing the body and supporting health. Okay, balancing out now. Okay, on to depression now. So let's have a look at William. So he feels like he's, bummer. He's not working. It feels like he's playing the blame game. So let's just see if we can remove all of that crapola. The feeling that, we're blaming somebody else, the feeling of depression. Let's get that all out of the field. And set the intention that something good shows up for him. So let's just change this, see if we can help him change his vibration. Because if you're feeling crappy and you're angry, you don't want the kind of job you're attracted to when you feel like that. So we'll just see if we can put him in a better vibrational space. And give him some support. And it's also going to whap his heart chakra and just send energy directly to that. And just so he knows he isn't alone. He's not alone. Okay, balancing at William. Okay, so how are we doing for time? Mary Jane, yeah, that autocorrect, does it make you laugh? You have to read what you said before you send it. Yeah, thanks for all the good wishes. Yeah, I really didn't have anything to do with this little baby. He just shows up. He's pretty darn cute, actually. But I would say that, right? Okay, here we are. So we're on to Karen now. He seems pretty mellow, actually. So I'll meet him in person in a few days when his mom's feeling better. So in the meantime, I'll just have little chats with him and just welcome him energetically. Okay, so I'm going to only go to two. But we should be able to get everybody in. Okay, cervical dystonia. So Karen, is this getting any better? Because I know you've been on a few of the calls here as well as others. So I'm glad you are. Karen does tapping as well. Okay, constipation. Okay, there we go. Okay, on to your mom for the herniated discs. Balance out together. You're kind of vibrating the same today. Okay, herniated discs, and we're on to the sleep. Better sleep. That's funny. Some of us sleep really well, and others have trouble. So. Excuse me. I think and some of us are waking up at the same time. 2:22, 3:33, 4:44, 5:55. We get the same time every day, every night. What's the message? Okay, balancing your mom and you off. Okay, so we're on to Regina. Hi, Regina. Blood pressure, diabetes 2. Okay, so here we've got the high blood pressure. So I'm going to do the calcium balancing with that. Always a good excuse. Why do I bother pulling these things up? Because as soon as I pull them up, I go, oh, I already knew that. Why am I pulling it up? Okay, so we're just balancing calcium out right now. So any excess in the bones, actually anything in the body that's too much, we're going to move it back into the bones. And vice versa, depending on what you need. Okay, there we go. Calcium balancing and the blood pressure. For some reason, that calcium balancing helps the blood pressure. Just clears out the plaque. Yeah, the osteoporosis. Okay, there you go, Regina. Okay, so on to Catherine. Leg cramps at night, left eye fear. So leg cramps. Can't start out with that. Okay, at the same time, it's kind of in our minds, we'll see your calcium, magnesium in your body, seeing it being brought to balance. Some magnesium you're out on. And just remember, I'm not diagnosing anything. I'm just reading the energy field. So I could be wrong. I could be right. I'm just balancing the calcium, magnesium. And I'm just seeing it in my head. It all kind of nice and balanced out. Okay, left eye. There you go. Got the left eye. The fear we've done, but let's have a look at that. Again, you've got to kind of put your stake in the ground on this and kind of figure out what to do. Okay, well, thank you for all the congrats on this new little baby. He's really very cute. Yeah. 5 pounds is pretty small, but it's a good size, I guess. Could be a lot smaller. Okay, we've got the edema for your dad. This is for Evelyn. Okay, so we're looking at the circadian rhythm as well now for sleep. Okay, we're also going to adjust the body clock, you know, the Chinese body clock, or different parts are on during the whole 24-hour cycle. You're just going to turn it over 4 notches. Looks like you're just a little bit off. Okay, there you go. On to your mom, the emotional strength. The sleep. Well, sorry for. Okay, emotional strength did that. Osteoporosis. Okay, I'll sing out, and we're on to Doris for the MS. Okay, we're going to include Linda in this as well. For you now, a tight neck and lungs. And we're looking at the lungs now. Looks like you got kind of a, when I look at your neck and I go up it a bit, looks like you've got kind of a line there. Let's see if we can get rid of it. Like a glass ceiling, but not glass. There it goes. Okay, so we're on to lungs. Oh, got you. Okay, balancing you out. Thank you. Okay, so on to Joe now. Hey, Joe. Breast meets the spine and bone. Oh, great. Epidural tumor, T4. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we'll do the breasts as well. Oh, good. You could have just showed stable. Go and on to the epidural tumor. Okay, balance it out. There you go, Joe. So on to Teresa now. Sorry, I'm still looking at it. Okay, Patricia, here we go. Sorry. I'm reading and I'm thinking something else and then everything goes. Okay, so here we go. Flexible, pain-free neck, healthy heart, skin. Okay, here we go. Healthy heart. Okay. And now the skin. Okay, balancing out. Okay, on to his head over the knees, the heart. And we did the prostate already. Balancing Samuel out, and now we have got the kitty. Okay, here we go. Okay, so we're looking at weight balancing. Okay, there you go. Okay, on to Dolly now. Lower back. Okay, degeneration of the spine. Let's tap autoimmune. And then down to the spine. I'm touching a ripe apple. I just touch it and it falls off the tree with the opening here. Just because we've done all these points already. So you guys are really receptive. Okay, the weight. Okay, and balancing, so we're on to Pat now, neck and shoulder. Okay, we've done the blood pressure, so we'll just kind of move the tapping of that forward to Pat in case you missed it. Okay, balancing out. How are we doing? 3 minutes left. Let's do a little bit longer because I came on late. Okay, so we're on to, for Willie, brain dizziness and headaches. No improvement, eh? Balancing right and left brain. That's okay. If you have to go, don't worry about it. Just kind of stay connected to the call. Your mind say, well, I have to go now, but I'm going to just energetically stay connected. And then you get the benefit. Okay, there we go. And I think last but not least, yeah, I think this will have to be my last one person here. Okay, so we're looking at Casey here, and this is the cataracts and the floaters for the eyes. So let's just move energy into the eyes. eyes. Okay, balancing out. And then the breast cancer. Metastasized to the liver, down to the liver. Okay, there we go, balancing her out. All right, I think that we're going to have to call it there. I'm getting a little heavy in my head, so it's I'm not grounded at the moment, so let's take a second to ground. Okay, there we go. Okay, so we're gonna just do in closing, we're just gonna make sure any psychic cords, anything negative that's attached to your body or in your body, we're going to ask that it be taken away. Just put it in a torus and send it wherever it needs to go. I'm going to balance everybody with the Schumann resonance around the earth and the frequency of where you live, where you're walking, the earth. Walking. Okay, let's just take everyone, and as we started, let's just feel our heart chakra. Breathe in and just send love to our heart chakra. Just smile at it. Just give it a little wink and a smile in gratitude for what it does for us. The pumping, the work, the muscle movement. Connection with all the other parts of our body. Just say we thank you. Here we're going to take a blanket and just put it around everyone. We can pull it up, or we can just wrap you in it, or we can put it over you, and we can do the four-corner tuck sheet. The way the nurse is, well, a two-corner, because the blanket's just coming up. So it's nice and straight. Okay, this healing blanket should last 2 to 4 days. And it's got a lovely healing charge to it. All right, so check everybody's bubble. Make sure you've got protection around you. So this is so something doesn't come into your space and surprise you. This is so you get time to respond and you're in control of the energy around you. Okay, good to go. All right, well, thanks for being with me today. And I'm back on Thursday. And do join the other practitioners' calls. And, you know, there's a donation button. And if you've got it in you, press it. If you can't, don't feel guilty. Go with whatever, you know, whatever works for you. There's always a pay it forward in your life where something will come along and you'll help somebody else, whether you carry their groceries, whether you pick something up and return it. Don't worry, there's a pay it forward. The button isn't on the site, but I'm sure everybody can, you can use that instead. So if you don't have the loot, don't worry about it. We're still here. Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bye.